If our message is obscure to anyone, it is not because we are holding back in any way. No. It is because these other people are looking or going the wrong way and refuse to give it a serious attention. All they have eyes for is the fashionable god of darkness. They think he can give them what they want, and that they won't have to bother believing the truth they can't see. They are stone blind to the day spring brightness of the message that shines with Christ, who gives us the best picture of God we will ever get. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Good afternoon, folks. My name is Daniel Ogan. Welcome to yet another episode of the Exposure Weekly podcast. It's really exciting to be speaking with you once again, and I'm talking to you particularly. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Okay, our topic for today says the lifeboat. The lifeboat. When you hear the lifeboat, what comes to your mind? I know what comes to your mind will be the sea, you know, crows and the rest of them. But then I would like us to really exercise our imagination at this moment. I would like you to imagine a scenario. Let me tell you a story. Okay, in this story, there was a ship. There was a ship carrying countless number of persons, leading to a known destination. The characteristics of this ship was such that there were bars and lounges, places to relax with a drink, also a space to dance on the deck or to dine in style. There were many specialty restaurants to indulge you in your favorite cuisines with delicious meals from specialist chefs. There was also a golf course and a swimming pool on deck, a fitness center, art exhibitions, wine tasting, theaters for movies, and everything that suffices for enjoyment and fleshly gratification. But despite the fact that this ship seems to have it all in terms of all the things that we define as enjoyment, there was a hole beneath the ship and it was sinking. Just try to imagine a hole beneath a ship and it was sinking. But on the other hand, there was a lifeboat a few meters away from the ship that it was easy for anybody to just notice that, okay, this ship is sinking, and the person jumps into the lifeboat for safety. Now, there are three categories of people in this ship. One, those who knows the ship is sinking and refuses to take the lifeboat. The second category are those who do not know the ship is sinking and sees no need for the lifeboat. And the third category is those that knows that the ship is sinking and quickly gets into the lifeboat for safety. So the captain of the ship kept sailing with so much excitement as the ship continues to sink. Some persons got off the ship straight up into the lifeboat, but some others remained. Some were sinking as a result of their ignorance, while some others were sinking as a result of their intentional choice to sink. So imagine a scenario where somebody knows that, okay, this ship is sinking, and I've decided to sink with the ship and perish with the ship. Now, a question will come to mind and you'll be tempted to ask, what is this story about? What is the significance of this story? The world is a sinking ship where everyone is destined to perish. The lifeboat is Jesus Christ. The earth is a sinking ship because the devil is the captain of that ship. So the devil, like I stated in that scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 4, he says that, in whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So this scripture point is pointing that the devil is the god of this world. And if you go down to Romans chapter 3 from verse 23, it says that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Bible Father says that the wages of sin is death. So if everybody have sinned, it means that the destination of our sin is taking us to one place, to where we will perish, to where we will sink. So everybody in that ship, in this ship, was just sinking. Everybody was sinking, but there was an alternative. There was an alternative, which was the lifeboat. So God created the world and saw that this world is lying in wickedness. This world is sinking. All have sinned. By one man's sin, condemnation came into the world. So everyone was going towards the direction of where we will perish. But God sent a lifeboat to rescue us from that sinking ship. Now, if you go further to Romans chapter 5 from verse 18, it says that, "For if by one man's sin, death reigned by one, but much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gifts of righteousness shall reign in Christ by one, which is Jesus Christ." And John chapter 3 verse 16 says that, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." So, everyone that do not believe in this lifeboat is destined to perish. Everyone that do not jump into this lifeboat has refrained from the profiting of eternal life. So, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." I would like us to rephrase this particular scripture. It says that, "For God so loved the sinking ship that he gave his only begotten lifeboat, that whosoever believes in this lifeboat, whosoever jumps into this lifeboat, should not perish but have eternal life." So the world is a sinking ship and the devil is the captain. The world has created an ideology for what it calls enjoyment. But then we begin to go with the world pattern. In the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says that, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind." There is a pattern that has been established in this world that for you to be separate, for you to be renewed, you need not to conform to that standard that has been set in the world. So this world is a sinking ship. Everybody is turning towards the known destination of hell. Everyone is turning towards the known destination of perishing. But the Bible is saying that, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish but have everlasting life." For God so loved the sinking ship of this world that he gave his only begotten lifeboat, that whosoever will jump into this lifeboat should not perish but have eternal life. This world is a sinking ship. So the gratifications of the flesh terms as enjoyment, premarital sex, party, clubbing, beer, alcohol consumption, so many other things that people have defined as enjoyment, is according to the world's standard. But there is a standard with which we fashion our life. There's a standard with which we fashion our lives. The Bible is saying that, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind." You can only renew your mind through God's word. That is the standard with which we should fashion our life. In our last episode, I said something about us living according to the will of God being a means by which we can redeem time. So there is a pattern. It has been created. It has been orchestrated from the very beginning, that if you follow this pattern, your life will be secured. You see, "Be not conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind." Say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only..." There is a destination of perishing for everyone in this world. "For by one man's sin, death reigned." For by one man's sin, death reigned. For by one man's sin, death reign. "Much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one man, Jesus Christ." So there is a rescue for this sinking ship. There is a rescue for this sinking ship. So an ideology that makes you not to believe that this ship is sinking is one that is blinding your mind from knowing what you should know. You see, "For whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shall shine." There is a light, there is an understanding that comes from God's word, that if you allow the God of this world to blind your mind, you will not understand what God's word is saying. So many persons on that ship, they do not even know that there is a hole in the ship, and the ship was sinking. So many persons knew that there was a hole, that there is a hole in the ship. And these persons
their mind have been so blended that they have accepted their faith in this world, and they are ready to perish with the sinking ship. But it's wrong. For God so loved the world, for God so loved the sinking ship, that he gave his only begotten lifeboat, that whosoever believes in this lifeboat, whosoever jumps into this lifeboat, whosoever accepts the lifeboat, whosoever comes into the lifeboat shall be rescued and be given a life that is eternal. So let's not allow our minds to be conformed. And the only way to do this is to study. The only way to do this is to study. So if you see the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says that this book of the law should not depart out of your mouth, but thou mayest meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says something very spectacular. He said that study to show yourself approved, the workman that needed not to be ashamed. There is an understanding that gives you a light that takes away shame. Ignorance is the harbinger of shame. So we need to study God's word so that we should not be conformed to this world. If you have a storehouse of God's word in your mind, you cannot easily be swayed by all winds of doctrine. You cannot easily be conformed to this world. You cannot easily be influenced. So once again, God so loved this sinking ship that he sent his only begotten lifeboat, that whosoever will believe, whosoever will jump into this lifeboat, will not perish but have eternal life. So today I want us to make a decision. Do you want to remain in the sinking ship and perish with the ship, with the happy captain? Or do you want to jump into this lifeboat where you will find rescue and rest for your soul? Think about this. Okay, guys, with this, we've come to the end of today's episode of the Exposure Weekly podcast. I know you have questions. I know you have comments. Why not send them to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/exposure podcast, or you can call the numbers 0701615487809077422205 0707742205 0. And please do not forget to subscribe from wherever you are listening from. My name is Daniel Oga. This is the Exposure Weekly Podcast. Do have a lovely day.